Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. After Friday meetings at the White House, Japanese Prime Minister Shinzo Abe joined President Trump at his vacation home, state of Florida. At the White House, Mr. Abe said he and President Trump had reached an agreement on a new framework for economic talks, and the Trans-Pacific Partnership would be among the topics discussed. Mr. Trump also spoke with reporters.
On the economy, we will seek a trading relationship that is free, fair, and reciprocal, benefiting both of our countries. The vibrant exchange between us is a true blessing.
Japan had been concerned about the impact President Trump's decision to withdraw from the TPP trade agreement, as well as the America First strategy, would have on Asia. President Trump says he's considering a new executive order on immigration after an appellate court ruled against his order, barring refugees and citizens from seven Muslim-majority countries. Mr. Trump told reporters a new executive order might be faster than defending the current rule in court. In the meantime, foreign travelers with valid visas can expect to enter the United States unhindered. U.S. Homeland Security Chief John Kelly, visiting one of the most fortified stretches of the U.S. border with Mexico, said he would take no severe measures regarding federal funds for U.S. sanctuary cities. Last month, the Trump administration, which continues its plan to build a wall between the two countries, said it would cut off federal grants for cities that shelter immigrants illegally by refusing to help the federal government enforce immigration laws. This is VOA News. Democrats in the U.S. Congress are calling for an investigation into whether White House National Security Advisor Michael Flynn had conversations before the Trump administration took office with the Russian ambassador to the United States about U.S. sanctions. Under the so-called Logan Act, it is illegal for U.S. citizen to correspond with any foreign government in that way. The official said it would be difficult to build a case against Flynn because no one has ever been prosecuted under the law. Historical tensions between Turkey and Greece have erupted again over disputed territory in the Aegean Sea. The latest dispute centers on uninhabited islands, which 21 years ago brought the two countries to the brink of war. Dorian Jones has our report.
Turkish and Greek warships faced off in the Aegean Sea over the islets, which Turkey calls Kardak and Greece Imma. Athens accused Turkish fighter jets of violating its airspace a record 138 times in one day. Turkish political columnist Semih Yildiz of Al Monitor website says both sides have experience at containing tensions over the land. Cyprus has been divided since Turkish forces invaded in 1974. Dorian Jones, VOA News, Istanbul.
British government has announced it is shutting down a contentious seven-year-old inquiry into allegations of abuse by British troops in Iraq. Defense Secretary Michael Fallon said the so-called Iraq Historic Allegations Team will close within months. About 20 cases it is investigating will be dealt with by the Royal Navy Police. The team was set up by the government in 2010, but has long been criticized by portions of Britain's political and military establishment. Fallon spoke with reporters.
This will be a huge relief to hundreds of British troops who've had these quite unfair allegations hanging over them. They're now being freed of that, and we will put in place new measures now to ensure this never happens again, that there are proper safeguards to prevent completely malicious and unfounded allegations being made against our brave servicemen and women.
Britain's 2003 to 2009 military deployment in southern Iraq spawned multiple allegations of torture and abuse. Rescue officials says the death toll now from a powerful earthquake in the southern Philippines has risen to 15. About 90 people were injured by falling debris and blunt objects. It was a magnitude 6.5 quake. Get more news at our website. You can find us at voanews.com.
That's the latest world news from VOA.